have your Bibles this morning, I want to read in John chapter 3 and start in verse 16. We'll stand for the reading of the Word of God in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Father, we're thankful for the privilege that we have to worship the Lord this morning. Thank you for this Christmas season. Thank you for letting us live to see another Christmas. Thank you, Lord, for the birth of Jesus, and we thank you for making him known to us. I pray that you'd help us this morning in this service to glorify the Lord. Anoint me to be able to exalt the Lord as I should, and we'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I'd like to preach this morning for a few minutes on the greatest Christmas gift. Most people in Christian lands associate Christmas with the giving of gifts, but many people have no idea why we give gifts. A greater number than we realize never connect Christmas with Christ, the birth of Jesus. Instead, for many people, Christmas centers around a fat little man in a red suit named Santa Claus, who rides through the sky in a sleigh pulled by a reindeer from the North Pole. In one night, he covers the whole world, visiting every house, sliding down every chimney, depositing gifts before leaving with his hearty ho, ho, ho. And for many people, that's what Christmas is about. But the Christian seeks to protect Christmas, the Christmas celebration, by keeping the focus on Jesus. It is the purpose of Satan to hide Jesus behind snowmen, Santa Claus, and little elves, and even family get-togethers. The most popular Christmas songs are not Silent Night or O Holy Night, but Silver Bells and I'll Be Home for Christmas, and I'll Have a Blue Christmas Without You, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Jingle Bells. Some years ago, we were having our Christmas service at the nursing home, and trying to focus on Christ, and gave the people the opportunity to request a Christmas song. First request, Jingle Bells. But the devil would like nothing better than to separate Christ from Christmas. I'm telling you, this is his purpose, to separate Christ from Christmas. But as Christians, we understand the reason for the season. We know why we celebrate. Because there's a Savior been born into the world. When I first heard the song the boys sang this morning, I didn't get it real good, but the second time I got it better. Angels cried. I thought about them celebrating on the hillside. But then the song said they knew why he was here. And if we understand why he's here, why Jesus came, and he came to die. He came to be a sacrifice for our sins. Christmas gives gifts at Christmas time in imitation of God. says, Son, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Isaiah prophesied about him and said, For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. God gave us his son. He gave us his son as a sacrifice. He gave us his son to die for our sins. He gave a gift. He gave us a gift that we needed. You understand that God is setting an example for us. He gave us a gift that we needed. We needed a Savior. And the angel said to Joseph, You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We needed a Savior. God gave us what we needed. He didn't give us an entertainer. He gave us a Savior. He realized that we needed something more than entertainment. We needed a Savior. Sin was dragging us to hell. And God realized that our main problem was our sin. And he sent us a Savior. He gave us the gift that we needed. He gave us a gift that was valuable. It cost something for God to give us his son. I'm telling you that God didn't go cheap on us. God gave us the most valuable thing he could have gave. He gave to us his only begotten Son. The Apostle Paul expressed it like this, Thank God for his unspeakable gift. You couldn't put a value on this gift. God gave us a valuable gift. He gave us his Son. This gift that God gave to us, he gave as an expression of his love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You understand that politics is not involved in what God did for us. It was an expression of love. It was unconditional love. He didn't say, if you do something for me, I'll give you my son. But regardless of what you have done, He gave us his son. No matter how ugly our lives were, how dirty and filthy we were, God gave. God gave. Santa Claus ain't like that, is he? He's looking to see if you've been naughty or nice. You know Santa Claus don't know all about us. But God does. And God does, and God knows. He knew that we were all sinners. He knew that we were all rebels. He knew that we didn't deserve this gift, but God gave us this valuable gift out of love. It wasn't politics, it was love. God gave us unconditional love in his son. He gave us a gift, not an expression of approval, for all of us were sinners. All had sinned and come short of the glory of God. And God gave us a gift, not as an expression of approval of us, but an expression of God's love for us in spite of his disapproval of us. Are y'all listening to me? Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? That we give gifts because of the example God set for us. Do you understand how God gave gifts? And God set an example for us. Now there may be somebody in your family you disapprove of. You're disappointed in. And remember that God so loved when he didn't approve that he gave. Gave something valuable to us. Gave his only begotten son. He gave us a gift that would change our life. The Bible says in John chapter 1, verse 11, He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. But to as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I'm telling you, Jesus was a gift that would change your life. God gave us a gift that if you receive that gift, you'll never be the same again. I'm telling you, this gift will change your life forever. If you were to ask my wife this morning to name the greatest Christmas gift she ever received, most of you know, she'd tell you that receiving Christ at Christmas time was the greatest gift she ever received. And every Christmas, she's always talking about that day, 1976, December the 25th, 1976, when she and I had a car accident, rolled a car over down a ravine, and God spared our lives and saved my wife that day, Christmas Day. It was the greatest gift she ever received. Jesus changed her life. Forever changed her life. I read the story of little 11-year-old Tommy Baker and his father at Christmas time. Little Tommy's mother had died 2 years earlier. She was a devoted Christian, influenced her son to become a Christian, gave him a little Bible before she died. It was Sunday morning, a Christmas Eve, and little Tommy sat on the side of his bed, still in his pajamas, holding his little Bible that Mama gave him, tears running down his cheeks. He missed his mother on this Christmas Eve. And down in the kitchen, Mr. Baker was, the dad was sitting at the table crying, looking at an empty whiskey bottle. Alcohol had consumed all of his money. And little Tommy hadn't received a Christmas gift in 2 years. And Daddy had no money to buy him one this Christmas either. And Mr. Baker was disappointed in himself and feeling sorry for his son and missing his wife who had loved him in spite of his drinking habit and had prayed for his salvation. And he knew that his son, little Tommy, had picked up where Mother left off and every night prayed for his father that God would save him. And he tried time and time again. He tried. He was going to quit. He was going to quit that drinking. He was going to get off the bottle. He was going to be a daddy to his son. He was going to provide for him. He was going to keep food on the table. He's going to keep heat in the house in the wintertime. And the bottle always won out. And little Tommy was always doing without. And this would be the third Christmas with no presents. And Tommy came into the kitchen that morning, that Christmas Eve morning, saw his dad crying. He said, "Daddy, what's wrong?" And Daddy said, "Tommy, I won't be able to get you anything for Christmas again this year. I'm sorry, son." And little Tommy said to his father, "That's all right. You can give me something that won't cost you a penny. How about going to church with me this morning?" And his father said, "Tommy, I hadn't been to church since I was a little boy. Besides, I'm just a no-good drunk." And little Tommy stood there and said quietly, "Please, Daddy." And Daddy agreed to go. And he sat with Tommy near the front of the little homeless church. The preacher preached. He preached about Jesus. And he told about the Christmas story. He told about a Savior that came into the world and gave us hope. And we didn't have any hope. Tears streamed down Daddy's cheeks as he listened to the preacher preach. preacher told about Jesus going into the synagogue and opened up the Bible and reading that scripture. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has sent me to preach the gospel to the poor, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to deliver the captives and let them go free, to open the eyes of the blind. He kept on talking about Jesus, tears are flowing. Finally gave the altar call. Tommy's daddy got up, went to the altar. He prayed and asked God to forgive him, to save him. And God saved Tommy's daddy that morning. And Tommy and his daddy embraced and rejoiced together over Jesus saving his dad. And years would go by, and people would ask little Tommy about the best gift that he ever got. And he would say, the best gift I ever got for Christmas was a brand new daddy. I'm telling you, that's what Jesus does. That's what Jesus does. Jesus makes us brand new people. You can be a brand new daddy, brand new mother, brand new son, brand new daughter. Jesus makes us brand new. I want Sister Judy to come to the piano this morning, and I'm going to give an altar call, because I know that Jesus not only was born in Bethlehem, but he can be born in your heart this morning if you'll just take the step, come down to this altar, call upon the name of Jesus. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh it shall have mercy. And this morning you can have mercy around this altar. God will make you a brand new daddy, a brand new mother, a brand new daughter, a brand new son. God gave us a gift that changes lives. As many as received him, to them gave he the power to become sons of God. Let's stand together. Altars are open. There's a soul here without Christ. This Christmas, let Jesus come into your heart. Be born into your heart. Waiting for some soul this morning. You don't know Jesus. Jesus will make you a brand new dad, brand new mom, brand new son, brand new daughter.
I am and waiting.
God gave his gift to us, not because we deserved it, but because he loved us. And you can be saved this morning, not because you deserve it, but because God loves you. Jesus will save you. If you'll just come to this altar, kneel right here at this altar, Jesus will meet you here. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome heart, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe. O rest of God, I
sing one more verse. Just as
I am without
one
plea, but that
thy
blood was shed for me,
and that
thou bidst me
come to thee, O Lamb of God.
I come.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, for this Christmas season, for the Christmas message. Lord, I thank you that it's a message of hope. I thank you, Lord, that you gave us a gift that changed our life, made us brand new people. Thank you, Jesus, for not only being born in Bethlehem, but being born in our hearts, giving us eternal life. I pray, Lord, for that soul here without Christ. The Spirit of the Lord would deal with hearts. Not one would be lost in this congregation. Not one would go through this Christmas without Jesus living in their hearts. Lord, I pray that you'd help us, that we'd really know how to celebrate Christmas. Our focus would be on Jesus. We'd understand the solemnity and also the joyous celebration of the fact that Jesus Christ stepped off his throne in glory, voluntarily came down to us, born in a stable, laid in a manger, lived with us, suffered with us, died for us, rose again from the dead, ascended back into heaven, sit down at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. And Lord, we're waiting on your second coming. We believe that it's soon. I pray that everyone here would be ready. We'll give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.